Barnes. Susan is here somewhere. So we'll get started. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Rodriguez?
Here.
Lindblom?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Greider is absent. Gambro?
Here.
Walter?
Here.
Elder is absent. LaChance?
Here.
And Chacon is here.
Just in time. Recognition of visitors. We have Rob and Seaver from the city and everybody else. We have Michelle here representing the library, as always. And if we want to take a look at, amendments to the agenda. I was going to add 5K update under unfinished business. Any other amendments to the agenda?
5K is there.
It is?
Really?
It is?
I don't know.
Not on my
page. Let's see. Where'd you get yours?
I'm August. Okay. I have a little bit over here. Okay. I apologize.
No worries. We've all done it. If we want to take a look at the minutes from last month.
I move that the minutes be approved as printed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Correspondence.
I got a $75 check in the mail from the Sons in Norway. And it said thank you for the use of the room at the library for our camp. Again, this year the Viking camp was huge. It said that was from their treasure. I thought that was very nice, especially since
they included all of our
non-education
children
in the
library.
It wasn't just for them.
Yeah.
They thanked us.
Yeah.
It was
a very nice
group.
Yep.
And that's all.
And I received a letter through the library from Joanne Greider. I guess I can just read it to you. As you know, I have served on the Yorkville Public Library Board for many years. You graciously reappointed me when you were elected mayor, and I was glad to continue my service as a library trustee for the bonus years you gave me. However, I am unable to fulfill the balance of my term as I am moving out of Yorkville. I therefore submit my resignation as library trustee effective immediately. Thank you for your ongoing support of me and the library. I wish to continue success as you lead the United City of Yorkville into a prosperous future. So, if you know of anybody that could fill out her term, let Gary know.
I'm curious to get somebody.
If he does, great, but I don't know.
He might need to be reminded.
He might need to,
I thought he had somebody.
Although this letter did go to him, too.
Yeah.
So. Public comment. I don't see any public around. Staff comment. Anybody from the staff have given you any comment? Okay. Report of the treasurer.
Hey, the
Mocap
Fund has been checked registered. Again, the first three pages are credit card bills, and so the total amount there is $4,209.24. Moving on to page 4. See towards the bottom of that page the Gale Group, that's day-to-day for subscriptions, $3,810.18. Our IT person at the top of page 5, $1,440, that's for 2 months. So our total expenditure is $9,169.31. Two payroll periods that are highlighted on your copies. So then you'll see on the back, our total disbursements are $1,441.61. Anybody have any questions about those? Okay. The budget report. Do you know why we have an additional $1,650 in state grants?
Well, initially, I was told it was part of the per capita grant, but as it turns out, that may be reclassed in upcoming months. We didn't get a very good description from the state, and we got some more information today. Actually, that might be a tobacco grant for the police department, so that might actually be coming out. But you did get your annual per capita grant of $13,044 in June. So, again, I apologize for the August one, but I believe this might be tobacco grant money. So you'll see that go away in the next month's report.
So that's not for us?
We can spend tobacco grant.
Well, I'm sure you could.
Anti-smoking campaign.
But I don't know if the state's going to go for this anymore.
Oh, right.
Okay. You can see that we are at 33% of the budget. So our property taxes are about, we have about half of what we anticipate getting in, or hope to get in. Investment earnings are up. Thanks, Rob, for investing our money wisely. And so our total revenues are just at 52%, which is good.
I have a question.
Sure.
Any reason why we almost tripled our library fines in August? Was that because people were coming in for the book sale, or?
I said they're not going to do the book sale.
I mean, why do you think that people were all of a sudden paying their bills?
With online paying, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we tripled it in a month. I just thought maybe people were here and like they were paying their bills because they came in the door. But
it's all online. Because they can't check out stuff, can they? Or what's the
they can check out if they have over
time. Right. Is it August room for fines? No.
What's September?
September is.
Oh, is it September? I noticed that people actually pay it more when they don't have to pay it. When they just over fines. Well, they just do. They feel good about giving their fines if you know that wasn't part of it. They have a big jump from the previous
year. Yeah, I was impressed with that. We should do that again, whatever we did, but apparently we didn't do anything.
This message.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to take one dollar off each item.
Oh, well, there. At least you're taking it. Yeah.
Do they do that differently?
I don't know.
And it better be good. They try to bring the expired. Sorry. I can't do this way.
Okay. Our training and conferences is at 60%, but that was just for the month of May, and we have been trying to encourage that anyway, so I'm not concerned about that. That has to do with our loans, our bonds. Operating supplies is not too bad. It's at 48%. And on page 2, our revenues were $140,173 more than our expenses, so that was good. Down towards the bottom of the page, we took in $8,550 in development fees, so that was fantastic.
Good.
I saw an article.
Where is it?
Down here.
I saw that the city of Yorkville has hit the 100 mark in building permits since January 9th. So that was good. So that's reflected in that.
Well, that's a nice number. I like that number.
Yeah.
Compared to what it's been for so long.
As long as we don't have to give any of it back.
Right.
Yeah.
That's tobacco related.
Yeah, right.
Okay, the Memorial and Special Gifts Fund, $4,801.51. Again, about $3,000 of that is friends' money for children's programs. And then if we look at the Anyway.
Don't ever say that.
Anyway, that's where we're at.
Any other questions about the bills?
Rob, do you have any comments on any of it?
No, at this point. Pretty good.
Can I get a motion to pay our bills?
I move we pay our bills, the amount of $21,661.75, our payroll, and the amount of $36,779.86, for a total of $58,441.61.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Lindblom?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Gambro?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Elder?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Okay, report of the librarian, or library director.
Suggested to the she take it to the Friends and they agreed on it partially. Spend a little bit of money and we'll pull the bushes out and put papers in there. I don't know what it's going to cost. I'm going to get a quote for it. First I wanted to okay it with the Friends that they want to pay for that. And also the library board, because I'm going to ask the library board if they could pay for half of it.
be a nice place to extend the... Do you still get people asking for engraved bricks, like we had out over here in the courtyard? It'd be a nice place to extend that into there.
Oh, you mean carving? You mean put their names and stuff into it?
Yeah.
It could be done, you know, the bricks could be pulled up and continued through it. I will get a price, and if the board thinks they might be interested in meeting them halfway with that, and I'm trying to coordinate the friends and the board together, and I'll put it on the agenda for next month and put how much it would cost.
So it looks awful because it's got weeds in it.
Yes,
what do you mean? What looks awful?
It's this area right outside the wall, right outside.
Okay, so it's not the wall itself. It's just
behind this side of the wall, between the wall and the building.
Grass, the wall and the building.
Yeah.
So it's plants that are a mess.
Yeah.
It would be a nice.
It's a hard place to keep clean.
It would be a nice little seating area.
Can you get
I would hope the friends might continue.
It's open. The wall's open over on this side and that side.
Are there bushes in there, or is it just ground cover?
There's some bushes in there too. All of it should be pulled out.
Let's walk over and look at it. I was gonna say, because is it hard to maintain?
It's hard to maintain.
So Michelle, are you thinking like something like what they put on the islands? Remember a couple years ago we had plants on the islands in the parking lot, and they paved that over. Is that what you're thinking?
Step outside if you want.
Yeah, that is kind of a hard place to.
I said, when Control. I think of it, wasn't you? Well,
yeah.
2 years ago.
It's hot. It's good.
Yeah.
Because it's going to get beat on by the sun all summer. Can't really plant any trees there because it'll overgrow the building.
Well, there was one taken out of it.
Yeah. Some papers in there. We could do the buy a brick thing again, and they have a nice little seating area out there.
Mm-hmm. The high school kids use the wall and the rides.
It could be part of the coffee shop. Coffee shop.
Oh, don't go there.
Set the tables up out there.
Uh huh. Replace one of the windows with a little slide up.
Your old ideas to me.
I don't think their discussion needs to be on tape, do we?
I
did.
How many times I walk by that and never paid me one bit of attention? Here.
Yeah.
Anyhow, they just kind of told me it was going to cost a lot more than I think
it sounded.
I would get a price for it. I would like the friends to continue taking care of that spot, and maybe the following year put a picnic table or benches or something out there for them. So. This is where I was going to talk about the 5K, but we're going to do it later, right?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Hicks Brother ukulele band was fabulous. There was 15 of them, and they were so good, and there was two hula dancers. And as far as our children's programs, our summer reading program, we had over 400 children with a little over half of them picking up their prizes here at the library. One of the programs that we're going to be doing soon is going to be called The Golden Age of the Accordion. And it's a program performed by Standby. We are doing this on October 14th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to be a Friday. We have are going to send flyers out to Heritage Woods, the Beechers, any other senior homes, hoping that somebody will show up for it. So I think it might be nice. I've heard Howard planned it for you, and he does a nice job.
Do you have a flyer already? Yeah.
Yeah, would you want this one? Eric's cut above. Last time they did a cleanup for us was $2,275. I would like to call them and have them do a fall cleanup for us again. And we're doing food for fines this month, and all the food goes to the Kendall County Food Pantry. And the last thing I have, we have, last school year we had a teacher, her name was from the high school, her name was, you know her, Jennifer?
I had my picture taken with her today. Tweeted it. You don't follow me on Twitter, Michelle. You don't get
it. She came last school year. She had her class here for quite a few weeks at a time. We'd walk across the street. We kept books here for the kids. And I didn't know she was an author. And she wrote a book, and she signed it to the Yorkville Library. Thank you to your wonderful staff. That's us. You've made teaching across the street wonderful partnership. A pleasure to converse with such dedicated book lovers. So, and she donated a book to us. So.
I asked her today about, and I didn't know she had been in touch with you about, you know, I don't know, either working with the youth group here or whatever. Just it's kind of neat to have an author in-house that teaches English at the high school. So she said
they were the best group of kids. Quiet. She
fabulous
was really
teacher.
Warned them, you know, that they were here 2 or 3 days a week for weeks, and they were very, very well-behaved kids. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. City Council liaison, Siever, you got anything that would interest us?
Question, maybe.
A question?
I had a couple of people express to me a little unhappiness with they're not able to sign up for the race because they didn't make the cutoff time. I guess they were last minute people, and there was I didn't quite understand whether the fee was higher after a certain date or...
The day of the race, the fee was higher.
The fee was higher than the day of the race.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It was just something that came up. Two different people approached me about
We had
I didn't know how, you know.
We had probably as many people sign up the day of the race, which we'll go into later, as were signed up through the park board's website.
Okay.
So... They could have come and signed up that same day. We had a little confusion on some of the forms, but we honored the price that was on the form when they presented the form. So,
it is, Jen, a standard practice for like races or events of that nature to have a day of fee that's slightly higher, five or $10, a little bit more.
Yeah. So
I heard that the website was.
It was
they couldn't figure out how to register on the website. We'll talk
about
that.
We have some improvements to make for next year.
Because I bet that was probably why they didn't register on the website.
Could be. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it was just something that came up.
Okay.
Thank you for letting us know.
I had mentioned it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we'll take that up with...
Under advisement.
Under advisement, absolutely. Yeah. Planning for next year.
You lost two participants, I guess.
Okay.
No, I think we lost more.
Yeah.
I think that was just that two people spoke to you. Other people talked to me as well about the website.
What's the rule of thumb? For every one person who complains, there's seven more who didn't or something like that?
Something like that.
So 14 people.
Yeah.
Standing policy. Anybody, any of the policies meet? I don't think we did. So we'll... go into the unfinished business. Update on our cost cutting. I think that would be Kate.
That is me. Unfortunately, I don't have any major updates. Tyson Krupp is still dodging my calls. So I am still stalking.
Okay.
On all fronts. But hopefully we won't see any, because they probably suspect I'm going to ask for a credit
mm-hmm.
for items that we were billed that are under our
agreement.
Our package.
Okay.
So working on that. And then I looked into the Trico, and I haven't even contacted them yet, but I'm just contacting some other companies and getting quotes so I can get an idea of, are we already paying the cheapest rate, or is there room for improvement there? Chase Mechanical Company, I believe the name was going to come and do a quote here a week or so ago. Did they come in and do that? Okay. So I'll follow up with them to get like a bid, not really a bid, but a, you know, what their hourly fee would be and everything. And I've got a couple more that I want to do just to kind of get an idea for what we're paying now. That's about it. I am curious in the cost-cutting approach with the cleaning staff. How are things going there? Are they digging into stockpile successfully? Any concerns?
Well, I did talk to them. I wanted to get to them quite quick because we have the press here. And I was afraid the press would say something about we're spending too much cleaning products. So I had a call with them in the morning. And they said that when they had bought these, the supplies that you saw, they said they could have bought like a 4-month supply. So it should last 4 months. There are some things that it won't.
Mm-hmm.
We've already ran out of paper towels and things like that. But they said most of it was a 4-month supply. I did look on Amazon. It was hard to compare prices.
It's hard because a lot of times they just sell it by a case, but it's hard to find out how many actual items are in the case.
But
it's hard.
Amazon is $10.50 a month.
Did you like to subscribe and save?
We have free delivery.
Is that the
Amazon
subscribe
Prime.
And save?
Yeah.
Through Prime?
Yeah.
It works out to be about that.
We are tax exempt with them anyhow right now, and we're not Prime. They said they would like to offer to any of the board members to come in. And they will go over every item and tell you what they're using for and why. They said they would also like to show you, they went to spot clean, they would like to show you black and water that's something that comes out. Because it hasn't been used in a while. This concerns me looking at the children's department.
When was the last time we had carpets cleaned?
It's been.
Never?
It's been
6 or 7 years. Yeah, we probably want to do that.
Yeah.
We might want to add that.
Sure.
Yeah,
it's just paying the carpet.
I've been
on
four.
Yeah, I think the carpets. Yeah, we had all these chairs.
Oh, we had all the chairs done. Yeah.
I think
okay,
you were.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, so
it's, I mean, it's been a while.
And we were meeting here when we were talking about it. Yeah,
this room has been cleaned. Carpet was in what I call the romper room, story time room. That
okay.
Little area there, but not the rest of the chambers.
That traffic, you get all that.
We should maybe we should try to.
How many people coming through the library? 77,000 in the last report for the fiscal year. It's going to
be. Yeah. Carpets, though, we probably should try to aim to clean annually, maybe every other year if we can't afford annually, but maybe we should look at, and we could time it so we could do it right after the golf affair every year. So, like,
oh.
We dirty it up, have everybody in to golf,
yeah.
Clean it all up.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
So.
You want to sleep about getting a bid?
Yeah.
What have you cost? Clean?
I know a few good cleaning companies from friends' referrals. I know the one that's local. I don't know the guy, and I don't have a personal relationship with them, but Terry's Carpet Cleaning. Anybody know about them?
I've seen them.
I've read good reviews about them, and it's like a nice, it's like a Yorkville family that owns the company. So that might be a good one to look into.
Is that the one where they take a picture with their sons? And it's
yeah,
right?
It's like in the Clipper.
Yeah,
because yeah.
Their sons in
we have also. To make sure that they can do it on a Sunday
mm-hmm.
or a holiday.
Yeah. Yeah,
because
you don't
want
to have to close the library.
Yeah. Okay.
And
we have also if anybody would like to take a tour and see all the student colleagues, I can show you. You should come when they're here and we'll everything they have to use is student products. They're spread throughout the library. They're in the desks, they're in the cupboards, they're in the workrooms. As you saw, I think I forgot to show you some parts.
More?
That was it. I did have a question about this. I don't know when the
disaster plan.
Yeah. Did I miss my opportunity?
No.
I was just looking through the updated disaster plan, which looks fabulous. I did notice that I remember we worked with the police department to add an active shooter drill, and I don't see that in here. And I know you worked with him to get one added. I wasn't sure if maybe it just forgot to be added in the updated one.
Is it in the disaster plan that you're talking about?
Yeah, we've got general policy, fire, tornado, power outage, bomb threat, accident, first aid, unsafe working conditions. And then, like, the disaster recovery for content and, you know, all that type of stuff. But I thought we had worked with a gentleman by the name of Terry, something or other.
Plainville.
Yes.
Terry Plainville.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that?
Yeah. About shutting down the library.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's an awful subject. Nobody wants to think about it, but to have an active shooter policy, and I thought we worked with him and added it, so I think maybe it just didn't get added into the new one.
Did it get added into our policy book and not this?
Maybe it's not policy.
Okay.
It should be in the last year, too.
For sure, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah,
it's a good page. Unfortunately,
Gabe read it very carefully.
I'm
not even sure I got
it. Be prepared.
I was like, okay. Let's see in my house.
Paint bids for the building. Have we got anywhere with getting your RFP put together with Eric or not?
Well,
I guess it's a not.
Well, I tried to sell him today and I asked him if I could have it all. Is there not getting it done?
Yeah.
He's done some work on it, but he, it's been months. Mm-hmm. So, and we want to maybe get this done by next spring.
Yep.
And so Tom Lindblom brought in a bid and showed me today, this afternoon, that the fire department has put together.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a company that puts bids together. I kind of thought, at first I might be able to do it, but I can't.
Tim Evans said he would help.
So detailed.
Yeah.
And you have to be exact right when you put these bids together. And Tom said they did this one bid, and it was for some kind of a pavement, a repainting station lot. Yeah. And that was $1,500 for them to put the bid together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he asked them, the company is... it's an architecture company called FGM, which I don't know the rest of them. And they're pretty well known for the woods and such. And the fire department's using them, and they kind of checked them out as well. But I think it's just something we're going to have to do.
He's done RFPs before and offered to help. So you can probably ask him before we do this. Yeah.
What about our friends at the city?
We've been there too.
I understand Eric is not responding, but like,
haven't done it.
Could we ask our liaison to put some pressure on the city to help us out?
They said they would help,
yeah. Right? It's not like we went and they didn't say they'd help. They said, we'll help you with this.
Yeah.
And that works.
Eric Deuce had said he could help.
I will
put together a bid.
Yes. Yeah, but
he said
it's now September.
Work on it.
Does that need to be done by, let me say, December, January, so we can put it out there so that people can basically get it done as soon as the weather turns nice?
Yep. So we can
plan.
30
days now before we meet.
It needs to be out for 30 days and then have the bids come in, and then, yeah, there's a whole process to it. Takes about a month or two to get it all together.
Because then they have the reading of the bids.
And yep. Opening of the bids, picking out. Yeah.
When's our drop dead date that we have to have it done? So is it
I would say the end of January. It's got to be. To get it for spring, I would say we needed to have it out there and pick a vendor or pick somebody to do it by the end of January so they can get it in their calendar for spring.
When we have the RFP done.
When it goes out, it's only good for so many months.
Yeah.
It's only 90 days.
Well, when you do the RFP, can you know that it's for 2017?
Yeah.
That way whoever's bidding on it knows, bid your 2017 prices.
That's the other thing.
Well, I'm saying if we can right. So if we can have February, I think is a little late. I think if we had.
When are they realistically going to be able to paint the building? It's rainy and crummy all the way till May.
Yeah. Well.
Because you need stretches of dry days, don't you? Usually they can't do a lot of outdoor work.
Right.
Until sometimes even June, because May has been sometimes a really rainy month as well.
Rain for the year.
So if it's not even going to be great weather till May or June.
Okay, so we can say end of March?
I don't know how long out to get these companies typically need.
Job like this, they would probably need several weeks, maybe a month to be able to schedule it properly. Yeah.
Okay, so just 2 months before, so by March.
Yeah.
But it would be good to get, you know, to get an RFP, get it out there as, you know, as quickly as possible, so that contractors can, you know,
that could be part
get a price,
of, that could get, be part
get their
of
number
the RFP.
And know where they stand and you know, have their spring schedules worked out.
Right. So this way, if we could add it as part of the RFP, that the job won't, you know, count or based on weather, maybe May before we get it started. So that could be part of the RFP, is put a date in there when the job can start because of weather conditions.
But who's going to do it to put a date in?
Well, that's what we're asking Zebra to do.
See
if he can put some screws on.
I'll see.
All right, and so if he comes back
and spend $1,500 on it.
If he comes back and we're nowhere next month, then we're going to have to buy the pole to do it.
Talk to Tim, too, see, because he's offered to help.
Well,
told me.
Secret.
All right.
Yeah. Talked to Derek. Talked to Tim. Somebody. I've talked to Bart probably 3 years ago, and he said, "Yeah, no problem. I'll get it done in a week." That was 3 years ago.
It shouldn't be that difficult.
No, it shouldn't. He said he's got a template. It just plug in some information and done.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
True.
Right.
So.
That's what
Judy's. Moving on to adopt a Sunday.
That's me. That's Susan. Susan's got a report for us.
Okay, I have updated wage information. This does not include like lighting the library or cleaning or anything else. It's just wages per hour. It's $97.05.
Say that again.
$97.05 an hour.
Per hour?
Per hour.
For then we say
for one
day.
Staff member. Right?
No.
She
have the library
she
open for an hour.
She kind of did a
1 hour. So
open.
If you want it open 8 hours, it's 97.05 times 8. Okay. That's what we
basically
need to know.
$8,000.
Right, so I'm going to put that in the letter. How many hours do we want to stay open?
Wages?
Well, it's wages plus
benefits.
Benefits.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
1 to 4 is what we were all about.
But we're not
1 to 4
electric or anything.
Right. 1 to 4. Okay. So I'll put that in my letter.
Yes.
Right.
What Saturday? I just looked at the card. What Saturday? 10 to 4.
Yes.
But you're not including the cleaning.
Correct.
You have to clean
nope.
Up. after Saturday for Sunday.
But they're going to ask what it costs to staff it.
Mm-hmm. So minimum.
That's the minimum it's going to cost.
Uh-huh. $300.
Yeah, the base price is like
a roundup. Nobody wants the old 5 cents.
Well, it would be 15.
Well, that's why I rounded it up to 100 yep. an hour.
Right.
That's upright then. Okay. So are you going to send us a copy of your letter?
Yeah. I am. You had some changes. You were the only one that sent me any changes.
You said we were only going to do it for the Sundays
of the school year.
Of the school
year, not holidays.
Yeah.
You know, like the Sunday after Christmas. Well, Christmas is a Sunday. You know, like we close on those kind of days. Mm. I mean, we probably should figure out exactly how many Sundays, because then it helps us to kind of lay out. It's nice when people are like, I listen to WBGL and people can adopt a day. It's nice that people like to choose days that are significant to them for whatever reason. Somebody might like to adopt a specific Sunday. I'm waiting for to a company because they're running a promotion or a march or whatever.
And how are we handling that if people say, yep, I'll adopt October 3rd, but then we don't get anyone else to adopt any other days in October? Or are we going to wait until we know we have so many people committed and then we have enough slots? And then go.
I think we'll send out the letters and see if we have a nice problem to solve.
Anyone will.
And I think they're going to have to call Michelle and they're going to have to schedule on her calendar. I mean, I think that's the only way to do it, is that she's going to have to be the person who books their Sundays.
So if we have a business that wants to sponsor or an individual who wants to sponsor a Sunday, how far in advance do we schedule it so that we have time to promote the fact that the library is going to be open that Sunday?
We're hoping to get somebody to do all the Sundays.
Yeah, do we even want to consider doing it if we can't?
I don't think so.
I thought you were looking one at a time.
No, one at a time, but we need the whole block.
I think we just need to say this program will be implemented when we can adopt it. Mm-hmm. When all the Sundays are adopted, or at least do it by the semester.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
So right now, if we send the letters out, we'll try to do it in January.
Okay. January 8th.
Through May. And then see. But if we get only 3 people who are interested after we publicize it in the paper and write them letters, then we know this is just not going to fly.
So you'd have to be sure to include that in your letter.
I think I sort of did.
Okay. I don't remember.
I'll take a closer look at it.
Okay. Moving on to the 5K. We had a pretty good turnout. We had 41 people.
It was a beautiful day.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day.
21 Sundays.
Yep.
How many helpers did you have?
How many helpers? How many helpers did we have?
We had a lot. If I had to count, I could. I mean,
a lot of them were
my step team members.
But you weren't short of help, were you?
No, it turned out pretty good. Well, because I made my step team members come and volunteer. And then a lot of my friends came and volunteered. So a lot of people volunteered because they knew about it from Facebook. Like my friend Julie goes wherever I go. So then she also told Michelle. She also told her friend Audrey, and who brought her daughter Michelle.
Right.
So that was another like 3 people, you know. And then I had probably like 15 steppers between middle school. Like the one boy, he's supposed to be joining my middle school team. Well, his mom and sister stayed with him and did a corner. One of my assistant coaches came and did it with her niece. So. If they weren't steppers or library board members, we probably had 5 or 6 others. But a lot of those people found out because, like, Julie shared it, too, on her page to tell friends. So there was another mom or two. There was a boy who volunteered.
For a kid.
Yeah, and I think that's his. I had Michelle give out 100.
Yeah.
Print out 100, and I gave 100 copies to Cross Country.
Yeah.
So when he told them they could run that race or do the warm-up with the coach, and basically they all chose the warm-up with the coach because it was $25, you know, the warm-up with the coach is free. So that's something else to think about for next year if we're going to offer it to them to give them some sort of team discount or whatever.
Yeah.
But he knew about it, so him and his dad came and volunteered instead, which was really nice. They came really early and helped out.
I got an email from Tim that was about $1,000 they want to transfer to the library.
Yeah, it's my understanding it was $1,000, but it's going to be net $700. There's $300 for a tree in the library?
The tree, they're not paying for the tree.
No.
Oh, all right. Well,
I was going to say, there's no net. Don't try to take any money. I counted 25 times 43, and we should have $1,050. So,
well,
I'm
there's
going to
fees
see how
coming out of
that
for the credit cards.
Yeah, see, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Tim told me he's going to prepare an itemized list for the charges they incurred.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think it's right around 1,000 now. So without the tree, it'll be around 1,000.
The friends are paying for the tree.
Yeah. The friends are?
Tim bought.
It's not
a friend.
Okay.
The friends paying for the tree. Okay. I'm just
reporting what
I was told. So. Okay. Michelle's bill. Is this her bill? This is her bill. Not Michelle's. This is Julie's bill. Michelle.
How much did it cost to have the chip timing?
So, she gave us a really cheap price. It's normally like $700. She gave us $450. Okay. The shipping everything to us was $31. And then she charges for her mileage. She drove out here to set up, tore down by herself. Basically, we tried to help. But so she was $512.92, which isn't, bad at all. She's pretty reasonable. And then the t-shirts, which is good. They don't go bad. So, we got t-shirts for next year. We would just figure out what sizes we needed and order more to go with, some of the people were like, do I get it? I was like, did you pay? Because if you don't pay, you don't get a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Back away from my $6 per t-shirts. So I'm good with keeping costs down. But we still have lots of t-shirts. So that's a much cheaper expense for us next year, but that cost is probably $550 this year because we ordered 100 just to be covered.
You paid for the bananas and the water.
I did. My receipts are in here, but I'm still deciding which ones to submit. But I bought the envelopes and the bananas and the water. So
and the pins. And the pins.
And the safety pins and the medals, the two medals we gave out. I was running around like I didn't have a head, but that was over.
Woo! You did a great job, though.
I was glad that day came and went, but I think we did great, but I'm going to tell you that our advertisement wasn't sufficient and our website was prohibitive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have to use our own website. Julie was going to do it, and race websites ask you to, basically they ask you to register, put in your credit card information, and you're done. The rec department's website asks you to join the rec department, basically, where people are like, I'm only here for the race, because I have a teacher who said, they're asking him for, there's too many steps.
Yeah. Yeah.
She goes, so she was going to do it on time and pay the $25, but when she tried to do it on the site, she said it was way too many steps. She goes, I don't live in Yorkville. I don't need to be registered for your Parks and Rec. I don't want mail from them. I'm just trying to sign up
for
the race.
You have to put in everything, the kids' ages, what school they go to.
Yeah, so she was like, I said, of course we'll honor the $25 when you come day of, because she would have registered by the early date, but that was probably part of what people were like. They went, and you couldn't even, I had to do well, when you go, make sure you search for 5K, because you have to search for 5K, then it comes up, and you have to know what to click on. I teach technology. More than 3 clicks is too much for most people. When Google gives it to you on the front, I actually count how many actual clicks on this, then I have to type out this, then I have to click again, then I click. You're lucky to get to the website
You're right.
So you have to have it where, they go from the library straight to the link.
Yeah.
Or from Facebook, and when they click on the link, it's not the part. It's, the Bristol Bay Boogie, they had a race page. The course was on the page. How to register was on the page.
You have to set up a website just for the 5K.
It was just for the Bristol Bay 5K. Yeah. There was nothing. So then you have all these people who don't live in Yorkville who are just runners. That's what you're doing. She says, and you put your cards in all the runs that happened the months before, and people come because they just like to run. The one guy, she knew him. He didn't even speak. He was freaking us out because he was like,
he was standing here an
hour early.
He had a game face that
night. He was great, but she said, that's the way he is. He was
very scared.
He won.
Yep.
He
He's a runner.
He was fast.
He's a runner.
Serious runner. Serious runner.
I'm serious. Very friendly. He says like this to me. He shows me his phone, and he had typed out, are there any age groups? Like, he did not want to speak. He just showed me his phone that asked,
yes.
Oh, after he won, he was telling you read stories of all the races and where you've been.
He said, my game, you must do with yourself.
But Julie recognized him right away. She goes, he goes to all the races in the area. So we have lots of people like that we can get.
Julie offered to do the registration on her website, so maybe
and
next
it would have
year
been a
do,
simple.
Maybe the next year we do hers.
I think so. We should try it.
It was nice that Tim did what he did.
I advertised out to my school.
I agree. It was
Thursday
a little clumsy
19.
To get in.
Thursday. I was going to say after we, but you know what? Four people who registered,
right.
So they didn't find out till Thursday night.
We should have all put it out.
I couldn't believe it. Like if I hadn't sent that all staff,
you would have been out too, but. When I took that picture Thursday night and we shared that,
we tweeted
people.
And then I emailed the entire district person. I was like, I don't like to do that kind of stuff to the whole district, you know? But I was like, but it's for the library that's in our town. So there was a couple of people who must have talked to somebody. I sent it out at 8:30 that night.
Yeah.
The one dad says, I didn't find out until Thursday night and I'm here. I was like, well, thank God I sent that email. A night and a day and a half ago. So, I mean, that was four more people who came.
The pictures I took are on the library's website.
And I have some more because Susan took a ton too.
Yeah.
She's busy looking at her phone.
I was in the middle of
it. Was the picture.
Because she asked.
We had 9 people.
Did we have 9 people going here?
Yeah. So I got to.
I don't know what we have to do that part.
What? That's the creepy fast guy that didn't talk.
The food? Yeah.
But having a library open was also a really good
female
thing.
Winner.
Yeah.
Yes, the bathroom.
Having people like real bathrooms. Yeah. And they liked it. It was so close to the start. They didn't have to walk too far. So that I think it was a good plan.
So do we have a list of sponsors to tackle for next year? Because we need a big sponsor.
Use polls because you have to have more than 4 hours for them to volunteer. Because otherwise, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Coles needs a longer.
And we were done.
It was like a 2 hour. We were here 6:30 and out by 9.
Are you talking to volunteers or financial?
I'm talking financial sponsors.
So the cost would already cover everything we got registration.
The men's group shared a list of their sponsors.
Yeah, okay.
So I have a list of. People
and we
that
have
they've
a
used.
Committee work on this instead of picking up our board.
Yeah. Yeah. So next year, September 2nd, we're going to have another one. So we have
and
time
it will be
to,
sponsored.
And we'll have some more sponsors. If you talk to somebody that would be interested in sponsoring, I've had 2 people that I've talked to that said they would be willing to sponsor. Get back with us next year.
Good.
So,
okay, but this is one thing we can't wait till next year.
See
no.
Runs.
Where I live.
Putting cards in runs this whole year.
What?
Okay.
They said that's how people know that your run is coming, that you put cards in the registration packets of all the runs happening. So the one that's growing big now, the Chili Chase, they said that now has hundreds of people who register when they started with only like 30, 40.
They're sending information to the runs.
So so you want to get stuffed into the runs leading up to your
run.
So we have to either have a committee or someone who keeps track of those.
Yeah.
Cards in them. Michelle, is there a budget to make those, or do we want to make them just slips of paper?
We can just make a slip of paper or something like that and come up with something.
So we'll come up with something for next year. Yep. We have to get those into runs.
Yep. Okay. We'll do that. Okay, moving on to new business. Positive pay.
I wanted to propose this to the board. The city's used a positive pay program with First National Bank for a while now, and it's worked successfully. What positive pay is? This is an anti-check fraud measure. So basically, we do a AP run. The system generates a text file, and this text file is sent to the bank. So as checks are presented against the account, we match out the amount, the vendor, and the check number. So if anything's altered, it sends us an email, the check's held, and then we either have to approve it or deny it. It's probably the best way right now to prevent check fraud. The library currently doesn't have anything like this set up. So what I was suggesting you do is that for AP, rather than use your check stop, use the city's check stop. We could enroll you in the positive pay program for nothing. Old Second does offer it, but it's $10 a month, so it's $120 a year. Besides saving you that, you wouldn't have to order checks anymore. I mean, quite frankly, you don't really issue that many checks anyway, maybe 17 to 20 a month on average. So, you know, we would cover your check costs. That would save you another $100 or $200 a year as well. From a financial reporting standpoint, nothing's really going to change. You're still going to get a bill list every single month. It's going to list all the checks. The only difference is that you wouldn't sign it. It'd be either my signature and the mayor, or mayor and the bard, or a combination of one of us three. However, you'd still have physical possession of the checks, so if you wanted to hold the check or send the checks out whenever, you'd still have the ability to do that as you do now.
So if we didn't approve, if we looked at our bill list tonight and went, oh no, we're not paying that landscaper, we could take that check that you or the mayor has signed and say no.
You would have the check, so you can do with it as, you know, as the board sees fit.
So basically the city's just preparing the checks for us?
Exactly.
I mean, that. I know it's a security thing, yeah. But that's what you're proposing.
Correct, and that's what we do now with payroll as well. You don't have a separate payroll payroll checks for those library employees who aren't enrolled in direct debit. They get, you know, a paper check, but it's on the city's payroll check stock. And what we do is we just transfer the net amount over from Old Second into First National at the end of every payroll. So it'll be the same process here with the AP.
So can I ask what the benefit to the city is of taking on that time and task and the resources for free?
Well, the benefit to the city is that even though it's unlikely, it prevents check fraud, so it makes me sleep easier at night. That, you know, we've mitigated that. Plus, there's really no extra work on our end if we use First National because the system just automatically generates a file every time we do a bill run. So it's just a few clicks. You send it off to the bank and that's the end of it. Versus, it would be a little more work if we went with Old Second. Besides the cost, we'd probably have to do a little bit more manual processing because not every bank has, you know, wants the information a little bit different, and our system can only be programmed one way. And because the city writes the bulk of the checks, it's programmed the way First National wants it. So it really isn't any additional work on finance staff's part. But I do think it would, you know, benefit the library.
So can you, the part about the city signing our checks, would there ever be a circumstance where the city looks at a check that we want to sign and says, we like questions us?
I wouldn't anticipate that. I mean, they haven't, have they, I can't recall a time they have recently. I mean, your bill list is, you know, public information. Yeah. So I guess the answer is not any more likely than they would be to do it.
Does the city do this for any other groups?
Well, Park and Rec. Actually, Park and Rec, their entire checks are just kind of commingled with the city, so we actually present one big bill list, and then for Park Board, we take the bill list and we just highlight what's specifically Park and Rec. Now, I'm not proposing doing that with the library. We run on a separate
their
batch,
structure's a little different
like we do now, but yeah, I mean, we've done it with Park and Rec and haven't had any issues or any complaints from Park Board that I'm aware of.
Have you caught anyone?
No,
with this?
Which is a good thing. But we have had, you know, things processed things quickly, and it does send us an email. We've had to go online and you know, see what was going on. But fortunately,
what does that mean, processed incorrectly? Is that on our part or on
the bank? The bank scans it wrong. They, okay. Somehow a number gets transposed or something like that. It doesn't happen very often, but from time to time it does happen. And we'll get an email asking us to log in and then check it out. And, it, you know, knock wood, it hasn't been check fraud. And I'm glad to report we haven't had any check fraud. But, again, this is just the best internal control that we can to prevent that. And if it's going to be free to the library, I think it would be beneficial to them.
But we still have to be bonded?
Well, yeah, that's kind of a separate issue.
Because that's more for theft.
Right, and that's more of individual theft. And really, the bonding is kind of limited to those of you who are actually signers on your account. If you're not a signer on the library account, you can't come
but
in.
But we wouldn't be on the library account.
But if we're not signers now,
we are signers on the library.
I mean, we currently are. But if we go this route, and you and Gary are the ones signing the checks, then do we have to be bonded because we're not signing the checks?
Well, Sandy probably would be because she's treasurer, and we have a state statute that says you have to be bonded up to a certain amount. But the rest of you, probably not. You probably would be covered under the commercial crime policy and the city's insurance policy. I could double-check that for you. But, yeah, there could be some additional cost savings there as well.
Is this how the other libraries do it? Because we have a separate whole library. We fall under another whole group. So for us to pass this over, it just, it somehow it doesn't feel right to me.
I don't know why, but it just doesn't feel right.
I think the part that feels weird to me is if I kind of think of the library, and I don't know the bylaws and how it's all set up very well, but kind of think of the library as a separate entity to a certain degree from the city. So to have the city signing our checks just kind of makes me feel a little icky, but I don't know why.
I feel the same way.
Because I know that this is part of why not everybody gets a library card, even if they live in the city.
We're not a district library.
We're not a district library.
We're not a district library.
We are a city library.
We're a city library.
And the city limits.
The state law handles our money similar to what a district would be. So we're part of their budget, part of their levy.
Because we are a city library.
But they take the money, give it to us.
We were a district library.
And they have no say-so how we spend it.
And that's been a problem.
Yeah.
We voted against district. No, we haven't even.
We can't afford it.
The cost of being a district is, we need to see
the startup cost for becoming a district is, at this point, a little prohibitive.
With just electricity alone.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
She spent lots of time on
that. I know, because she had a good survey with the students.
Michelle did a little research for us in the state statutes. It says to have the board has exclusive control of expenditure of all monies collected for the library and deposited to the credit of the library fund. And then in our policies, it says that under the duties of the treasurer, that the signing of all library checks shall be done in the following manner. Any two of the following four people shall be delegated to sign any library checks, president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer. Security bonds shall be taken out to cover the treasurer and director with the sum to be in compliance with state law.
Is there our bylaws?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it sounds like we would have to change our bylaws in order to allow that.
Right.
Now, here's a, because the, you know, preventing fraud is obviously very important. We don't want to be in that position. He said it's about $10 a month if we did it on our own. Throughout the course of the year, we will probably save a couple thousand on cutting back on the cleaning supply purchases, what if we used some of that savings? I mean, $120 a year to have an added layer of financial security.
How would that affect you guys processing our checks if we just did this for Old Second?
Well, I'd have to get more information. I mean, I'm sure it could be done. It's just going to be a little bit more manual processing on, which isn't, I mean, it's not going to take a ton of time. But it's going to take more time than, because right now it's pretty instantaneous.
Yeah.
So
we use Old Second.
Right, like when
you guys use
First National Bank, the old Castle Bank.
Okay. So it's just a matter of whatever the specs of their data file are, making sure that the specs we send to Old, what did I just combine the bank names?
Old Second.
Whatever you send
to Old Second.
Old First. Right now we write our own checks.
Yes. Yeah.
So we send it out, and the bank of the landscaping guy, instead of trying to cash it for 21, they try to cash it for 22. You get notified?
We would get notified if positive pay was in place, yeah.
Right. And Old Second, our current bank, would have to notify you and have you log in. And instead of you being able to log into one system, you have to now log in for one system for the city and one system for us.
Correct.
So that's the difference, having to be able to log into one versus two different systems.
Right, and then again, there's a manual. We probably have to kind of adjust the spreadsheet that we send to Old Second, whereas right now, the system automatically generates it. It's just one click and it's all done. So there would be a little bit more processing time in the finance department. But
is there a benefit or a disadvantage for us if we moved our money from Old Second over to First National, or is it better to have the separate accounts like that in separate banks?
Well, separate accounts we'd still have, I think, just
It would be separate accounts, but separate banks.
As much as I like First National, because that's my bank, I like the fact that we have our banking in a different place in the city, personally.
Spread the wealth.
Okay. Yeah, spread the wealth.
Yeah.
And then I agree to that. I mean, they're the two major banks in town, so it is nice that we have our accounts. You know, I mean, most of our accounts are with First National, but the police pension and then the library is still at Old Second, as they've historically been. So,
okay.
If we approve the bills like we did tonight, then you would go ahead and write the checks?
The checks would be ready and signed for you for the meeting. We'd give them to Michelle. I mean, when do you usually get the checks, Michelle?
Should you sign them before we approve them?
Right. That doesn't make sense either.
we should approve them, and then you need to sign them. Yeah.
Well, either way. I mean, for the city, we generally sign them before they're approved, because actually they're not formally approved. They're more of an informational item. But if that's what you would prefer, we can certainly give you the blank checks to hold on to. You can approve them and then give them back to me, and we'll get them signed. And we can give them back to you if you want to mail them, or we can mail them for
you. It's going to take forever. I'm never going to get my little 25.
I move that we keep our banking exactly as it is.
I second.
What about the protection?
It doesn't protect much.
Well,
I hate it. Let's see.
Can you tell us why? Can you give us some more info?
Just a voice hold. We're not spending money, so I would say all in favor.
She has some personal
experience. I worked with it when I worked at the Y, and everything was constantly flagged. Like, I would upload the file, and then maybe they've improved it in the past. I've been gone from the Y for a year, so maybe they've improved it, but everything would get flagged, so we would be getting emails, because they would send an email first, and it would be like, oh, like this check, blah blah blah, because we had it on our payroll and on our payables, and it would say like, oh, this, you know, and it was an automatically generated file that we just uploaded. And first of all, if you don't upload it right away and somebody happens to go to the bank with a check, you're going to get a phone call while the person's standing there, and then you have to figure out, like, is this okay? Which is good, fine, okay. But then, like, their system was so whacked out that they'd be like, well, we don't have, I don't know if it was people entering the checks wrong or what, but almost every week we would have a check that was submitted, and never once did they catch fraud, but constantly they would be, like, emailing us saying, this isn't right. And then if you don't call back within a set amount of time, then they start calling you saying, is this correct? You have to look into this, and they, like, put a hold on your account. Anyway, I was like, this is a nightmare, like,
was it possible that those were problems that the bank was having?
That's why I said maybe they've improved it in the past year.
Like,
but I was like,
was processing the checks or doing it wrong?
I was like, well, we have to stop this. Like, this sucks so much.
It was First National. So maybe they have improved.
Is the city doing that now?
Are we doing positive pay?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have not had situations like that.
How long has the city been doing it?
Over a year.
Over a year.
Yeah.
And you haven't had that problem?
No. I mean, very rarely we'll get something flagged, but it's certainly not every day or, you know.
And if it gets flagged,
it's on
us?
Yeah.
Every chunk of checks that we did, at least one would come back. And I'd be like, what's going on?
If it got flagged, would it come back to us, or do you take care of it?
Well, it would go to finance, so myself or one of my staff would investigate it and compare it to, you know, the check itself and either allow it or deny it.
So that probably wouldn't affect us.
They already did.
Sandy's over there like,
okay, the vote has been called. You want to repeat your motion that we...
I move that we keep our banking exactly as it is.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
I abstain.
Okay.
Because I didn't get enough out of that.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. So we'll keep our keep our checks the way they are. Okay.
Fraud, we need to decide that at some point.
Yeah. Any other business for the library board? If not, can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? Have a good night.